Hi, I'm Kirsten.
And this is Mess Magnets.
We're back, baby.
I almost said hi, I'm Kirsten. I'm not even joking.
Because you're looking at my face.
Oh, God. The solar eclipse got me.
Did you look directly at the sun?
You know what? Asha? I should have. But in California, we didn't even have a full on. So,
yeah, we are neither of us are in the path of totality. Yeah. I didn't notice anything, but I also didn't go outside looking for it. So that's on me.
Yeah, it was just a little bit for us. I did have my glasses ready to go.
This morning, Josh and I were talking about like, oh, do we go? Should we make a pinwheel projector so that we can look at it? And then I asked. I said, should we make a pinwheel projector? And he said, no, like so fast. And I was like, oh, anyways, okay.
Oh my, that's really funny. I always get very stressed out that it won't work because NASA, you know, is like,
but like
telling me that it might.
Yeah, you're not supposed to look directly at the sun, but like a lot of people do it every time and they're still alive.
Real. That's
like
real.
Donald Trump was staring directly at it last time. There's all those pictures of him just squinting up at the sun and his eyes seem to still work. So
I know. Does he have someone else's eyes? Or, you know, is he just known liar and that he's
actually got an eye transplant? He actually can't see at all anymore, but they won't admit it.
Yep. You know, you come here for conspiracy theories, everyone.
We didn't even know we were going to spread one today, but yet here we are on Mess Magnets.
The eclipse does that to you.
I loved all the memes. I love all the eclipse memes, especially the like Twilight themed ones.
Mm-hmm. So no, good. Y'all are, and the regular pictures look amazing.
Yeah, they do look really cool.
Yes, but with that, listen, we don't have a lot to get into, but before that, you said we have no reviews in April.
No 5-star reviews. Our last 5-star review, which we love,
yes,
was our F1 mess from our favorite F1 girly. But it's been days and almost 2 weeks since we got that review. So it just hurts. I don't know. I don't understand, you know, what we did for the listeners to treat us this way. I don't know. I wish I knew how to gaslight so that I could gaslight them into giving us 5-star ratings and reviews.
I think we bullied them enough. I think folks might be waiting on the live episode.
Yeah, we need to figure out the date for the live and get it scheduled.
We say it every week. I think we'll just do it next.
No. Stop. We will have a date for the live by the next time we record, and then we will announce that when we're doing it. But
has been thrown.
If we don't get any more reviews, we won't tell you what the date is until we get the reviews.
Oh my God. Listen, y'all better get one of them friends to do the 5-star review.
Come on. Because if I'm mad, I won't let Sasha tell you when the live is going to be.
See? And then we all get gaslit. How about that?
Yes. Also, UMass crewnecks and t-shirts are still available. People might not realize this, but it is Princess Diana season, a.k.a. crewnecks and biker shorts season in the spring. Period. So get your UMass crew neck if you want to be that girl.
I have mine on right now.
That's what reminded me to plug them because I would not have remembered otherwise.
They're still the cutest thing ever.
Yeah, they're super cute. So cozy, so soft. Mm-hmm. I got bleach on mine, so I need to replace. I know.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I also got, like, some Indian food, which, again, stay nerd number one. And I really tried hard.
Sasha, isn't it just food for you?
Okay, but like I needed people to know why the stain was so crazy.
No, I'm just being a little shit.
Oh yeah, it's like right.
No, wait, but what kind of food was it?
No, it's just turmeric, and turmeric is worse.
Listen, I have seen a lot of people getting out on the turmeric face mask trend, and I'm like, not for me. Not skin this shade of white, I'd be yellow for a week.
Anyone's skin. Oh my god, we do a whole ceremony, and the way I ran upstairs to scrub that off, because imagine looking jaundiced for your wedding.
Oh yeah, no, you don't want that.
Exactly.
That'd be bad for the photos. But like, the people are like, oh yeah, put it on for like 20 minutes. It'll clear your skin up. And I'm like, no, you are trying to dye yourself yellow forever.
Oh my god, if you want to be a Simpson so bad, just like have someone commission a painting.
No, but Sasha, imagine how yellow I would be if I put turmeric on my face for 20 minutes.
Oh my god, these are the same people that do the teas and all the, again, they work, don't get me wrong. The teas specifically, is just I find it very funny as to how, like, what comes into fads and what doesn't.
I've only seen the tea on one TikTok, and it was an Indian girl, and she was like, I've been struggling with acne, and my mom makes me drink this every day. Mm-hmm. And it's her like really struggling to drink the tea that she obviously does not enjoy the flavor of, because it's like pure turmeric, right? It's not that's strong. That's flavor.
Yeah, it's not good.
But it's working. Her skin is glowing. So
listen, exactly. There's a way you can do like turmeric paste, but again, you have to dilute the mess out of it and immediately wash and wash well.
That I don't know. I'm too.
But anyway, listen,
it's
why we went on this rant and we're back. I don't know what
it's
happened.
Who we are, because we're messes. Okay. Exactly. Should we try to get into some of our mess for this week?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, well, this first thing, so I was like, what the hell's going on? Because I know we famously followed Billie Eilish on Instagram after she lost a lot of followers because she came out as a lesbian. Mm. And we were like, she shouldn't be losing followers. We're following her right now. And color me shocked today when I opened Instagram and I'm on Billie Eilish's close friend story. And I was like, this has to be a mistake. I don't understand. So I took a screenshot and sent it to Sasha and said, why am I on Billie Eilish's close friends? And she said, me too. And then Sasha did the Google search, the Lord's work, and was like, it's everybody. She put everybody on her close friend story.
Oh, but I'm telling you, this weekend noticed that I was on her close friends, and I forgot that I'm a mess magnet, I believe.
You didn't even tell me?
That's what I'm saying. So I told you, I forgot that I was a mess magnet. Because I was like, that's weird. Why am I on Billie Eilish's close friends? And then I just didn't think much of it. And then you sent me that, and I was like, oh, shoot. I meant to tell you. Yeah. Turns out we're all
it's everyone
on her. How can you do that? How? What's the point of a close friend then?
Well, so in her post today, she was announcing a new album. And so I think it was to get, because like when you see the green circle, you're more likely to click the story, right?
Okay, unfortunately.
And especially true. You see a famous person and you're on that green circle and it's like, okay, I want to see it. And so I think she did that to get everyone to look at her story for the announcement of her new album. So Billie's new album is going to be called Hit Me Hard and Soft, and it will come out on May 17th.
For a like millisecond, I promise, just a millisecond, I was like, did she like think there was another Sasha? And then I got added.
I was like, oh, this is a mistake. She knows someone with a name similar to mine. And she just clicked. Like, I dead ass was like, oh my God, we're going to get so much insider tea. We're going to see the story she doesn't want anyone else to see. And then we'll talk about it on Mess Magnets. And we will get famous. And then, oh, was the air let out of my tires.
Then I was like, nah, it can't be. I'm not that special. Good things just don't happen like that to me.
I was like, I'm God's favorite. Like, this is the best.
There's many moments in my life where I'm highly blessed and favored, but like never with stuff like this ever. I don't think I have met a famous person really like that out in the world either.
My sister saw a famous person at brunch yesterday in Vancouver and just made eye contact, didn't even say hello or anything.
No, that's actually crazy.
She was like, who was it again? It was, oh, heavens. Ugh. Who was it? I should have had this written down.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know how to say this man's last name.
Oh, don't ask me.
Which is, now it's going to be embarrassing.
No, I have no idea. But anyway, the last like famous person I interacted with, well, besides like the people that that are on the network, but was Shah Rukh Khan, funny enough. And that was when I was leaving India. It was like literally on my flight out of the country.
He was on a commercial flight?
Yeah. And he was in line with his like kids and his, I saw the whole family, got his autograph, everything.
Wow. Okay, yeah. My sister saw Taron Egerton.
Oh, yes. I don't know how to say his name, but I know who you're talking about.
King. And I wanted to say, I was like, is it Edgerton? And then I was like, no, it can't be. So hopefully I didn't butcher that.
Close enough. Okay.
Whatever. I just know he's Welsh. They say stuff weird there.
Yep.
Not weird, just different. Sorry, that was hateful of me to say.
We are weird.
We are the weird ones. We're the problem. But yeah, so I thought I was like blessed by God above and was going to get all this tea from S Magnets, but it just turns out it was Billy announcing her new album.
Yeah. Everyone leave us in your 5-star review. Yes. Who is the most famous person you've met?
Ooh, the most famous person I've met is Pete Wentz.
Oh, that's
cool. I met all of Fall Out Boy when I was 15. I got to meet and greet with Fall Out Boy, and it was at like a very small venue. Only two of us got meet and greet, so I like actually got to meet them all. No one amazing. Tell Nicole Sestrinino, she'll be so jealous.
I know. Oh my god, I love that. Anyway, tell us who's the most famous person you've met. Thank you.
Yes.
Perfect. But with that, I think it's time.
Let's get into like the real dirt, because it looks like you've got a lot to tell me about today.
I don't know what's going on. So the biggest thing, okay, I'm just casually on the Twitters this weekend and I see freaking Aoki Lee. If people are like, who the F is that? Well, do you know Russell Simmons and Kimora Lee Simmons? Baby Fat? Hello? Anyway, it's their youngest daughter.
We've talked about Baby Fat on this podcast before.
Exactly. But anyway, Aoki is the younger daughter. So their Ming Lee is the older one and Aoki is the younger, which is, it blows my mind. She was a effing baby when they had their reality show.
Yeah. She's 21 now.
And it's not computing.
But and anyway. Also, like, so beautiful. I don't think I've seen what she looks like
in me a minute. She looks older than 21, I must say. I think it's the eyebrows. I don't know. But something. I
think that everybody looks older than 21 when they're 21. And then they get older. And then you, like, look back at pictures and you're like, oh. Wait, no.
Her no makeup picture, she doesn't look that way. So, yeah, I think it's just the way they do makeup. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Maybe she's trying to look old. Why, you ask? Y'all, she is dating a 65-year-old man.
You know what? I don't like it. But it doesn't seem that any laws have been broken yet, so I guess I have to just let her live her life and learn her lessons the hard way.
I mean, listen, he rich, okay? Yes. So, like, allegedly, maybe some money is needed. Because, listen, Kimora did give some money to, was it her ex-husband? Not Russell, but another one.
I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure they lost a bunch of money.
Okay, well, you know what? She's just helping the family business.
Allegedly, okay? And it's giving – his net worth is over $250 million.
Yes. So I guess we could just say his name is Vittorio Assaf, and he is the founder of the Serafina Restaurant Group. And listen, a source who knows Aoki – said they're spending time together and enjoying each other's company.
Yeah.
Do you think she's yachting? Is that what this is? Is this like a yachting thing?
So they went to St. Bart and they were just like going around. Yeah.
Sounds like yachting to me.
And then she was like, oh, we should go on a safari. I think in Kenya, she said. Then he's like, no, I'll take you instead to Japan. And da, da, da. Listen, let a man take me around everywhere.
I would love to be taken around.
So anyway, it's just I just needed to share that with you all because I'm stressed about it.
I mean, I have a feeling because she is she's a model and an internet personality, and she's 21, and this is the age when a lot of young and beautiful women in the entertainment industry do what is referred to as yachting, which is they receive funds in exchange for spending time with very old men. Mm-hmm. They're in St. Barts. This is seeming like yachting to me.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion. I don't know. But
listen, you do you. Let me cover it for Below Deck. I don't know. Let's do it.
Yeah. Get on one of the Below Deck yachts.
Yeah, it's just, it's crazy. It's because I think this was in 2023, just a year ago, actually. Mm-hmm. Tim Lesser, I guess. Lesnar? I don't know if they're still together, but Kimora Lee Simmons and him were ordered to forfeit over $300 million, allegedly, in their Celsius drink stock.
Oh, heavens. And so, I heard there's a lot of issues with Celsius
drinks. Well, yeah. And we know that Russell was suing her, blah blah. So it all makes sense. It's just it's giving maybe some money is needed. That is all, but very alleged.
But very much alleged in opinion. We have no facts. But if anyone has the facts, slide into our DMs and tell
us. Okay. Please. This yachting is crazy. But listen, if you're hot, it's whatever. You gotta do what you gotta do sometimes. So anyway.
Yeah, I feel you. Okay, so now let's get into like the bulk of the episode.
Yes, because listen, these people are pissing me off. Okay. So, this is like a random, but it's the biggest one.
Yeah.
That J. Cole has embarrassed us. Has embarrassed us fans.
And hasn't J. Cole been embarrassing?
You know what? How dare you?
Fans?
Because I am a J. Cole fan. Okay. But anyway, let's talk about J. Cole's dumbass, okay? Because I'm pissed. So Kendrick Lamar, in case folks don't know, he put out a song, dragging, rightfully so, J. Cole and Drake. Great. Okay, cool.
People who deserve to be
dragged. It was a diss track. All right, great. Now, Drake has only like vaguely kind of acknowledged the verse, talking about it on tour, saying like, a lot of people are asking me how I'm feeling. The way I'm feeling is the same way I want you to walk out of here feeling about your fucking self. Da, 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 da. Like he's very happy with himself. Great. So happy for you. And, this beef has like been going on for a little bit. So J. Cole puts out a song. Cool. It's called 7 Minute Drill. Great. Everyone was like saying, hey, we're J. Cole stands. So some people were bending over backwards trying to put it together and be like ride for it. And I was like, oh, I think you could have done better, friend. Okay. Then he talks about how he replaced the song last on his surprise new project. The project's name is going to be Might Delete Later. Funny, oh, you say Might Delete Later, because then at Dreamville, which is a concert show that J. Cole puts on, at Dreamville, he goes on a like little rant. Okay, it's a festival that he hosts in North Carolina this weekend, April 7th, and said, I'm proud of Might Delete Later, except for one part. And it's the one part that shit makes me feel like I'm the lamest, blah, blah, blah. And everyone's like, oh, that's not who I think he's talking about. And he just keeps talking. I was conflicted because I know in my heart, you know, I feel like my two peers talking about I think he's talking about Drake and Kendrick, but unless I'm completely wrong, that the second person isn't Drake. Either way, he's like, you know, I've been blessed to stand beside them, blah, 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 like chase their greatness. I'm conflicted, la, 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 la. I clicked off, y'all. I couldn't even. It's so cringe because he just keeps going and he says, I wanted to publicly say that was the lamest, goofiest shit. And I feel like it made me feel like 10 years ago when I was moving incorrectly, blah, blah, blah. He deleted his diss track. And he said, I pray and forgive me for the misstep.
Well, it's because like his response, his diss track was so bad. He wasn't even dissing Kendrick. He was basically talking about how good Kendrick's body of work is. It's like, yeah, you're supposed to be making a mockery of this person and you're just complimenting him and saying even when it's not good, people will big up it. Okay, just interesting.
Let me fall.
But I've been seeing so many memes all week that are just like, oh, Drake realizing he's on his own against Kendrick because Jake.
And they're all by Chappelle, I'm sure.
No, they're not all by Chappelle. I've seen them by a lot of people, but I was brought into the J. Cole of it all because Chappelle has been hating heavy. So
yeah. No, it's fine. I like them all. They're all great. And Kendrick Lamar is probably the better one out of all of them. But I don't care. I like J. Cole, but boy, that is so embarrassing. How are you not embarrassed?
I mean, I'm sure he is embarrassed.
No, like it's almost like you should just take the L, be like, that wasn't my best. You know, it was no ether, right? Like, it's not my best diss, whatever. How are you gonna delete it?
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Stand up, my guy.
I feel like it's the same vibes as like when people post on their Instagram story because they want like their crush to see it.
Yep.
And then their crush doesn't see it and they just feel bad.
Oh my God. I want to end it all. You see what I'm saying? I can't believe he's doing this.
I don't think it's that bad that you need to end it all. So.
No, end it all with him. Sorry. Let me be. Because how dare you?
Back to you.
And it's just, he sucks. Okay, why did you do this, J. Cole? So anyway, yeah. he apologized to Kendrick. Ugh, and because, like, how are you not going to stand on your shit? And then, like, Drake is being a mess. And you think that'd be, okay, fine, that's the end of it. No. What is going on the Twitters? Because this weekend, y'all, okay, Cardi B is fighting people. And this is what, like, I don't care to, like, fully speak on, but, like, about her blackness and should she say the N-word. That's just one piece of it. There's just a lot of, like, talking about Ray Monte is, like, sneak dissing her, whatever. There's many versions. Basically, Cardi B was mad that Ray Monte was like, yeah, I'm like Cardi B and compared himself to her. And and Ray Monte, sorry for folks that don't know, is a social media personality. And she,
because I've never seen this man in my life.
Yeah. So she's just mad. And they were going back and forth for a while. This is all over my timeline. And basically she's just like, no, why are you talking about like that? You know, we look the same. Because there was a TikTok video posted last week where he, talked about like, oh, people, you know, label me and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, saying like, I can't be like marketed well while someone like Cardi B, you know, is getting like social status and brand deals. Blah, blah, blah. And then talked a lot about, you know, being a black person and what that means, especially when the word ghetto is thrown around, right? All valid things. And then he says Cardi B is, you know, very, very ghetto. This is his words. Yes. Blah, blah, blah. So then Cardi was like, it's crazy because when I became famous, people said I'm ghetto. And to this day, no matter what I accomplish, I still get called a stripper all the time. And people misinterpret me because apparently I'm too loud and ghetto. That's what Cardi B says. So we just kept going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Then the online conversation, right, talks a lot about like the hurdles and the stereotypes they faced, right, especially as black media personalities and Cardi B, you know, being Dominican, right, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. So then Essence, right, posts Essence, the website, on the website, I mean the magazine, but their website posts, like, looked like a recent birthday trip he took, Raymond, with other Black influencers to make the point that brands, you know, chronically overlook Black influencers. Then he was, then people were like, well, it's, that's hypocritical that you're using his birthday trip as an example, because it just, thank you for the article, but it's kind of hypocritical. You invited me, numerous other influencers, but mm-hmm. never me. Like, why is Essence in this? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and, like, just inserting themselves really for no reason.
Yeah. None of this. It, like, I'm... And Essence says, like, Raymonte's birthday trip, why influencer diversity is important. And then he drags that too. So they were going back and forth. Again, I think it was, like, an important conversation for folks. But, like, my God, what are we doing here?
It's like, the type of thing where, once again, people are now, you know, learning a little bit more. But it's on the back of two people getting into, like, a very real argument about
yes.
actual serious and real issues. But mm. also through the lens of it being about influencers, which is so deeply unserious.
And, like, colorism and all this stuff that, like, you and I, you know, are not the ones to talk about. But it's just I can't speak about colorism in the Black community, but I can obviously speak about colorism in my community. Either way, it's all prevalent and known. It's just the fact that these two are going back and forth like this is so unserious.
Just, I don't know. Like, listen.
Yeah.
You know what he was doing, pulling Cardi B into an argument.
That's the thing, because you know,
I would have not heard about this man until he got into beef with Cardi B and you told me about it. So I guess he got what he wanted, the attention that he ordered.
Yeah. I mean, he's, like, he's growing in his own way, but yeah, I think it's
just, like, I probably wouldn't have heard of him for, like, at least a year.
100%. So then now that's happening, right? Okay. Let's keep that here. Because now on Friday then, Glorilla, who's also a rapper, had, you know, she put out a mixtape and everyone's excited because she's, I think, going to be on the Hot Girl Summer Tour with Meg, the Stallion. So everyone's like, yeah, this is really exciting, blah, blah, blah. But then folks were like, oh, the song Wannabe is, like, igniting animosity with JT, who is part of the City Girls. All right. But Glorilla was trying to say, no, I am clearing the air. And the song I was, you know, supposed to be like us clearing the air. But instead, JT also saw it as, like, kind of a shade.
Oh, no.
To her. Because the lyrics on I, which is, like, the big issue, says, like, she prayed to unite the bad bitches with a real name, blah, 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 you know, and it just keeps going. I pray one day the bad bitches would come together because Cardi and Nicki on the track would break some effing records. There's a bunch of other lyrics, but anyway, y'all can look it up. So she name drops JT.
Oh, no.
And saying, like, me and JT ain't the best of friends, you know, but we ain't beefing. No bitches, you know, no bitches always hating, blah, blah, blah. Trying to keep a secret, okay? So people are like, okay, maybe that's, she tried to squash it, whatever. And it's, like, known, by the way, everyone, that allegedly, that
it's known, but
sorry, but, you know, for the podcast, because there were rumors back in 2023 that at the VMAs, these two got in a fight backstage. So it just, it's crazy. So then JT obviously didn't like that.
Yeah.
So she is now on Twitter being like, what happened, right? Because everyone's saying, like, oh, Glow slapped JT. And JT's like, no, you never slapped me. Like, what is happening here? And they're going back and forth. And JT finally tweets, I've said she didn't slap me. She's the one that went radio silent, played into all of this, released a song, saying slapping bitches. Now it's female unity. She's corny, right? And then So other people are jumping in and honestly causing more drama.
Yeah, because, of course. Classic.
Exactly. So people are like, oh, so, you know, JT's been like, you know, subtweeting her the whole time. And JT's like, no, I wasn't. I don't know them. I don't, you know, like, I don't know these girls like that to have problem with them. I always wish them the best first, blah, blah, blah. Right. Still yeah. saying, I wish them the best. I wish then Glow comes in the chat. Obviously, these tweets are now deleted, but she clapped back pretty quickly and said, she says, like, ho, shut your dumb ass.
No.
Fix those ugly, like, wigs, blah, blah, blah. I said, there's no beef. You're the one with the secret animosity. And now they're just going back and forth on that.
I mean, how is someone who's on Twitter saying, like, we don't have beef. I never got slapped. I never got hit. Now mm-hmm. they have a secret animosity. What?
I'm not gonna read all the tweets. They're so out of pocket. But they're just like, it's a liar. They're like, fans did this, fans did that, and it's just anyway. Eventually, the drama escalates to where mugshots come out, and Glow.
It's like the Big Brother preseason.
Yeah. Oh my god. Listen, we know JT been to jail. What the hell? It's known, but basically they, you know, she's like, blah, blah, blah. And then JT goes, great, I'm gonna get my next mugshot.
Oh. Oh. Oh no.
Yeah, so JT basically puts out a picture of herself, like all her mugshots. There's 8 of them.
Not then, all her mugshots.
Yeah, there's 8. And then she circles the space where the 9th one would be and said pending.
No. No, no, no.
I swear to God.
Listen, this is why I would never fuck with someone who's been to jail.
No, but Glow is crazy because Glow said, girl, them mugshots is from you stealing, not from fighting. But shut the fuck up.
This is not a video podcast, so the listeners didn't see how my jaw hit the floor. Oh my God.
Oh my God, it is so funny. Like, these girls are crazy. Like, stop it. And then, of course, again,
she's y'all. Still I just pulled up.
Oh, there's JT's more. That's Twitter. Right.
She's still just,
oh, it's someone she's else she's fighting with.
And fighting up until like an hour ago.
Oh, but it's with someone else she's fighting. Don't worry. Well, yes. We'll get to that.
Oh my god.
So, and then she says the last one will be from me poking holes in you, like the air mattress you were sleeping on.
That's because that was who called who an air mattress brain? Because I do think that's a very funny yes. insult.
I believe Glow called it.
Yeah. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah, because yeah. Because Glow said, "Don't make me pop up at one of them backyard barbecue shows you do." And that's when the mugshot started. After
and I just think other
tweets too, but.
J. Cole could have been taking notes on how to diss someone.
Right. No from one's all doing of these fights. It. Like these girlies. Okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah. They're just going. This is. And again, these are nuts. Their tweets. I'm seeing all the tweets. I'm not going to read them.
Wait. This is not a podcast where we read every tweet in a Twitter beef, right? Especially like a lot of this stuff, there's words that you and I can't say.
Yeah. But not it. Oh no! Yeah, JT said. Yeah, I don't understand.
Yeah, it's too much.
And they both are not stopping. I see bitch and you bitches. Close. Yeah. So they're just like going back and forth, like constant. Like now they're fighting. Like at one point they were fighting about who won, and they're both like, "We won." You're both, you know, lip black. Blah, blah, blah.
Just how you know you won a fight when you go out saying, "I won."
No, fighting to fight. Okay. And now,
okay, now so there's is more. The
funniest thing of my whole life. So I'm in the middle of work day and I say, oh, JT's back on my timeline. Oh, no. Did Glow and her, are they fighting again? Right? What's happening? Yeah. No, baby. City Girls are down. And I mean that in multiple ways, because Young Miami, which we talked about on this podcast, yeah, right? She is Diddy's ex?
Mm-hmm.
Question mark? Whatever.
I hope ex. Oh, my God. Yeah,
whatever. You know, she was entangled with Diddy. And JT are on a rap group called the City Girls. That's why if you have ever heard people be like, oh, City Girls are down 100. Well, this is where it comes from. Yeah. And City Girls really are down 100. Because why are these two fighting? Okay, I don't understand. It makes no sense. And technically, if you watch the show Rap Shit on HBO, which is like based off of them, you kind of understand why they fight, but still. Okay, whatever. Yeah. So I it's not entirely sure what triggered this dispute, but Young Miami tweets, real bad, I just be chilling, right? That's all she tweets, mm-hmm, in response to like her fan. So not like anything JT said, saying they want you to crash out for entertainment. Which, listen, it could be Diddy stuff. It could be anything. I'm not 100% plugged in on Young Miami. So that's on me. Sorry, y'all.
That's okay.
So anyway, okay, Young Miami's tweeting all this. Am I mad or are y'all mad right now? Y'all, JT is on one. Because then JT goes. And again, I don't know if we can say this on the podcast. But pew-pew loaded.
Oh, my God.
An extended clip to which Young Miami retweets that. Okay. Fine. I'm thinking they're on the same page. Right? Like, whoa, we're both, like, shooting
like,
the
Who, like, the who haters. Are they with together? Like, who yeah, are they fighting?
Exactly. Maybe Glow. I don't know. They're trying to fight somebody. No. Mm-hmm. But then Miami goes, a bitch has been sneak dissing me for weeks. And I am
sneak.
Yeah. And I haven't been saying shit, but why are you mad at me, basically? What happens in the dark will always come to light. And then replies, then JT replies, oh, Miss Mama, this was your last day playing dumb. This is where it goes out. Because you're like, oh, they're fighting each other. And now they start, okay, and they're just going back and forth. One person's calling the other person jealous, the other person is saying, well, you have been dissing me on songs, and then the other person said, well, what songs? And then this person names the songs and they're like, oh, couldn't be these songs. Y'all, it's the most nonsense. I'm so pissed that they're fighting, but they're still fighting.
Yeah, well, and but then also like JC's now also beefing with some blogger, Ken Barbie.
Oh, Ken Barbie.
In the last few hours, who I guess was sticking up for Cardi over the weekend. But
call Cardi B's lapdog.
But thank God. Listen, Ken Barbie quote tweeted,
I thought Ken Barbs was a Barbs. So I'm very lost.
No, apparently Ken Barbie's been friends with Cardi B for 8 years.
Oh, right. Because Nicki Minaj was talking shit on them.
But Ken Barbie quote tweeted JT and said, everybody posting it. You've been online arguing with yourself for the past week. I promise whatever you're going through, there's a crisis hotline for it.
Just like, stop it.
It's too much.
Yeah. And then they start using the like full real names of each other. That's how you know they're fighting.
Once the legal name comes out.
Yeah, so it's bad. Okay, it's horrendous. And again, they're just, it's like jabs after jabs after jabs after jabs. Then they're still fighting. Next thing you know, they deleted the tweets, so I'm pissed.
Of course, yeah, all the tweets are gone.
Yeah, I at least had these and a few other blog sites. But they're just like, I'm trying to show you love, but you didn't. And, you know, JT's like, you're letting the internet basically like dictate you. And in this beef, like, you know, JT believes that she's always been City Girl strong and it's all Young Miami, blah, blah, blah. Get your phone back from whoever this is. Okay. Cause they're still going back and forth.
Not this.
And after that, next thing you know, I cannot find the tweet, y'all, and I'm pissed. And none of these like little blogs have it. But Young Miami tweets, "I love you." And then she goes, "I love you too." And all the tweets are gone.
They worked it out.
Yeah. What? City Girls are down 10,000.
They sorted it out.
No, I hate this for us. Like, why are y'all fighting?
I think that this one is like, I feel like you can really only fight that bad with the people you love the most.
That's
you know?
True.
That's what it's giving for me.
Yeah. So we lost everyone.
We lost. Maybe we won. Maybe we won.
No, City Girls down 10,000. At least they made up like in an hour, yeah. But like City Girls down 10,000. And I hate that for us. But this is why I thought their beef was the funniest, because it already ended.
Because it literally, they were like, "I love you. I love you too. Like, let's move on."
And then someone else is like, "No, this is nothing to do. Like, the group is still together. We're good."
And then JT said, "Let me find someone else to fight on Twitter because I'm not done. I have my Twitter fingers
too much
on.
Energy.
Yeah, too much. Oh, wow. Yeah.
But yep, that is the like that's what so much. This be. And yeah, I know, I forgot so much, but like I can't keep up with the tweets. I keep deleting them.
Yeah, this is a general overview.
Yeah."
You like, get this. You know what happened now.
I tried to even do bookmarks. Listen, I just couldn't do screenshots. My phone was not allowed.
Well, that's on you.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, that is our rat beef little segment. Listen, okay, I'm no expert, but yeah, here's the tea. Anyway. There are a few little ones we need to talk about because I'm giggling.
Just some quick bites.
Yes.
So, obviously, Bridgerton season 3 is coming out in May. So that part 1 comes out in May, part 2 in June because they hate us. But
that is the dumbest thing of my life. Anyway, sorry.
But so the female lead of season 3 is the character Penelope, who is played by Nicola Coughlan, and she has a stipulation in her contract. So for those who don't watch Bridgerton, it has some sex scenes. Those like the, you know, the mommies are at home watching those spicy scenes talking about it. To me, that's like the worst part of the show, but I know it's why a lot of people watch it. But it's fine because I'm a prude, okay? It's fine.
I mean, I think Bridgerton does it well. A lot of these other little romance novels, not so much.
Yeah, Bridgerton definitely does it. But the Bridgerton books, it's funny because in every book, all there is like a makeout scene. And then the male lead will suck on the female leads, you know, because the author, Julia Quinn, definitely has a fetish. And I've read all of her books just about. And I can say she has a fetish.
Listen, okay? All the fetishes, tame. Very tame.
Yeah, it's not like a weird one. Like, it's just like one of the most basic B things, and she is obsessed. Anyways, Nicola has a stipulation in her contract that Netflix is legally obligated to provide a PG version of the season to her family so that they don't see her in all of the sex scenes that are going to be coming up with her and Colin, the male love interest.
And when I tell you, this is the most queen shit of my life.
Absolutely. Like, this is amazing. Netflix also just has to, like, figure out a way to prevent them from looking on anyone else's account as well.
But first of all, if your family have some shame.
Well, yeah, no, I don't think any of them would want to see it, right? So it should be pretty easy. But
I'm just not watching Bridgerton. I'll hit the download so that you get the views or whatever, but I'm just not. There's just no way.
For a second, I thought you meant you, Sasha, were not going to watch Bridgerton. And I was like, wait, what happened? And then I realized you were speaking as like the perspective of the family member.
Like, and I wouldn't want that for my family. Just like, don't watch it. It's fine.
That's like when people I know ask me about the podcast. And I'm like, leave a 5-star. I'll do it for you. I'll put it in. But like, don't listen to it. You don't need to.
Yeah, I just think I can't. When people are like, oh, what do you podcast about? I just like stare at them.
Like, oh, sorry, what's a podcast?
Never yeah, I don't know it. Her. Mm-mm, never. All the never kids are it. Doing it nowadays.
Is that like an audiobook?
Yeah, that's what I listen to. I only listen to the audiobooks about the Torah. Thank you very much.
I was literally just going to say, I only listen to the Bible. Why are we the same person?
Sick. Anyway, if you're my family, stop listening to this right now. Okay.
Listen, it's too late if they're already listening this far.
That's real.
I'm sorry. But yeah, so I saw that today and I just thought, what a queen. I hope everyone has this in place in Hollywood.
100%. Okay. Yes. And then the next sad one. This is our last like mess before we get into anonymous. But I just find this to be, this is, you know how people are like, love is dead. This is where I was like, oh, love is dead. Because, and I know that Sacha Baron Cohen, he's been moving crazy. But anyway, Sacha Baron Cohen and how do you say her?
Isla.
Isla, right? Okay, yeah. Isla Fisher are divorcing. And y'all, it is the funniest, I'm sorry, divorce announcement of my life. She put that shit on her story, first of all. And it's a picture of them in their tennis outfit. And it says, after a long tennis match lasting over 20 years, we're finally putting our rackets down. In 2023, we jointly filed to end our marriage. We've always prioritized, you know, everything else is whatever. Mm-hmm. It's a basic, you know, whatever, you PR statement. But why did...
No, but okay, here's the thing. They just wanted attention. Because normally when a celebrity files for divorce, TMZ is posting about it before anything else can happen. They filed for divorce at least 4 months ago.
Yep.
And nobody cared. So they were like, okay, better do a funny announcement for attention. And you know what? Here's the attention you ordered.
Because
are you happy? Are you happy now? And yeah, Sacha Baron Cohen, like he's been moving.
Oh, crazy. Correct.
So
correct. Even before the Israel stuff. Yes.
Did no all of it. Like go back to the beginning and there's problems.
The Ali G show. Okay. No, first of all, I effing love that show. But it's problematic. You can
love things and also reflect that they were in the time of a
horrible mess. But did I die laughing when I watched the movie? Yes. Two things can be true.
But you probably wouldn't watch it again now.
No.
Which is, like, that's the key to it all.
Yeah. And I definitely am not watching, like, freaking Bruno and the Dictator. Ugh.
Could never be. Here's where I admit that I've actually never seen Borat or any of them. I've always had just, like, a bad vibe about Sacha Baron Cohen. And that's I just, real. Like, avoided everything. And I listen, when I get these bad gut feelings about men that I see on my TV, I have 100% record. I'm always right. So
I mean, listen, Hollywood men are always gonna be doing some bad.
Yeah, shit. That's true. I should just like not watch anything with men in it, and I'd probably be doing a lot better.
I don't think I've ever. No, I think I shared this somewhere. I must have. Maybe I'm S magnets, but have I told you my Borat story?
No, you haven't. Tell me. Tell me now. Oh
my, okay, talk about an anonymous. So when I was 15, I had my first kiss at Jewish youth group. We were like away for the like our convention weekend. And my youth group is like more like fraternity sorority than like anything else, like that kind of a feeder. If you're Jewish, maybe you know BBYO. So anyway, I was like, oh, I really like this boy. He asked me out on a date, Mom. Okay. Can we go? So my mom was like, yeah, you can go. You have to take your cousin with you. Like, you're not going on one-on-one dates. I should have said no, but I didn't.
That's okay. You didn't know.
No, wait. It gets better.
Oh, heaven.
The movie we were watching was Borat. My first date ever. And then it gets even better because my aunt said, no, I'm not sending just my cousin with me on my date because we are known to be sus, and then my cousin will find someone else, like another boy.
No.
And this might become a double date. So tells my mom that you need to go to the movies with them.
No. So on your first date, it's Borat, and you're with your cousin and your mom.
And my stepdad.
So it was a whole family affair.
And thankfully, they did not sit with us. We were sitting above them. But I will say my dad did make a lot of jokes about my parents being there. I'm like trying to think if he asked me on another date, but like I think he did. I think he came over my house for a New Year's party too. But either way, it doesn't. The point is, like, my mom has me in the trenches from jump, and I did. Thankfully, I was like, "You will never do this again. I will kill you, if you ever embarrass me like this again." And she didn't. Oh, shout out, and shout out to my stepdad who was like, "Enough is enough. This is a grown, like, she's a teenager. Like, let her be."
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my Borat story.
That's your first ever date.
Yes. In America. Granted, I've only been here a few months. So
you just got it like that.
No, so I just mean like, so I also was like, oh, it's fine. My mom can come. They won't sit.
I do think a lot of people have that experience. Like, I don't think it's that abnormal.
And my mom does find the movie very funny. Like, even now, if I'm irritating her, and I'll be like, mom, can you get me like this? She'll be like, yeah, not. So it's still like a thing in my family, but like, I just don't appreciate my first date being Borat. And that's on that boy. You annoying boy. I almost said his name. You
say his full legal name.
Let me
say it.
You suck.
Okay. Well.
Oh, God. Not really. He was very sweet. Okay. Anyway.
Okay. Should we do an anonymous?
Yep. I hope that we get at least one 5-star review after my cringe story.
And tell us in your 5-star review your cringe date story. Tell us. Please. We want to know.
I have so many cringe dates, so it's actually hilarious. Anyway.
Wow. Ooh. Must be nice to have been on so many dates.
So many. And they're all with Jewish Huh. My not I, all my cringe dates are with white Jewish men. No shade to y'all, but what's going on here?
The way you said it, like, I just read that because
it just dawned on me. Because I was like, oh, if this story and that. Wait a minute. We just have a great view on this podcast.
That's therapy, baby.
Granted, I went on a date. I shouldn't have never. And this guy said, I'm into exotic chicks. What is wrong with me that I went on the date? I was trying to yacht, as they say.
Sometimes we make choices that we look back on.
But he really was very rich.
I mean, I didn't have to assume. I had to assume he had to be extremely rich for you to still go on the date. After
yeah, but we did not make it past date number one. Date number two, because I was a little drunk on the first date, so I thought it was good.
Okay. Anyway, should we do an anonymous?
Yes.
So speaking of messy dating, that fits in perfectly with our anonymous. So do you remember, Sasha, back in January when we had an anonymous about like the very, very like Christian women that were a bit older and as lesbians later in life. And then mm-hmm. their friend Pam also came out.
Yeah.
As a lesbian later in life. Mm-hmm. Well, we've got an update on Pam's romantic life. Oh,
yes. Thank you. Okay. Thank you for sending this.
And literally, thank you so much for Messenger. So our Messenger went out to dinner to meet Pam's new partner, Lucy. Okay. Lucy is about 20 years older than Pam. And our messenger asked, oh, how did you meet? And Pam said, oh, through my business. Okay.
Oh my God.
So I'm not going to tell you what the business is just yet. I'm going to divert from the messenger.
Okay. Okay. And I'm not going to read it. Okay. For authentic reaction. Yes.
Lucy was giving our messenger like way too much info for a first meeting, but she told our messenger that she was married to a man for 25 years, and then she started wrestling with her sexuality. So her husband agreed that Lucy should have a weekend exploring her sexuality with Pam, just for a weekend, because it would help their marriage.
Messy, no. Oh, my God. Oh my
it's
God.
Giving in Friends when Ross has the threesome.
Yep.
And is not a part
and
of it.
And Ross is just the viewer.
He's just there. So Lucy flew across the country and had a weekend to remember with Pam because she went home and ended her marriage.
Okay. Oh, my God.
2 weeks after this romantic weekend, Lucy moved across the country into Pam's house, which is a tiny house. And currently where the tiny house is parked, it isn't actually zoned properly for a tiny house. So they need to find a new place to park the tiny house. I'm wondering, like, Messenger, do you live in my city? Like,
no.
This is sounding very Western Canada.
Oh, my God.
So they have also convinced Lucy's two adult children to move to the same city as Pam.
Mm-hmm.
And our messenger assumes they will not be moving into the tiny house, but our messenger was too concerned to ask. So after all of this, now we have to go into how they met.
Okay.
So how they met is Pam has two businesses. One business is selling pottery part-time, and the other business is being a life coach.
But
you might assume Pam sold a mug to Lucy. No. Pam was Lucy's life coach. They lived provinces apart and were having Zoom coaching sessions for about 8 months. But they were very clear that they did not get together romantically until the coaching sessions had ended. Okay?
That is sussy AF. Yes.
But now, Lucy is also life coaching. Our messenger works with youth. And Lucy gave our messenger her card and said, I would love to coach your youth or their parents.
No.
Our messenger has not passed on any referrals. Oh, they say needless to say. But I'm glad you said it anyways.
You needed to, because that is literally what I've been thinking about.
But can you imagine if our messenger was like, and I've referred 10 families?
No, because I would have to end the podcast and call the messenger right now.
I'd be like, listen, we say it's anonymous, but I know your email address. We will send you
a scathing email. We're not telling anyone else, but we are going to talk to you.
Our messenger knows what's up. This messenger is a real one. I am so grateful that we received this life update. And honestly,
so funny.
I'm so grateful that Pam has found someone just as unhinged as her to explore her sexuality.
Exactly. Because I can't believe this is real.
They straight up U-hauled. It's a stereotype for a reason, I guess.
I always think of that after 90 Day Fiance, where they're like, it's a stereotype, but it's true. And now I'm like, my God.
I mean, it's again, a lot of stereotypes become stereotypes for a reason. But
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
This is so funny to me.
I lost my mind when I was going through this one, and I was like, we have to use it soon. So I made a point of putting it in this week.
Unhinged.
And so if Pam has any more romantic life updates, we definitely want to hear them.
What Pam be doing? Never mind. You know what? No. It's not about what. It's who Pam be doing. Apparently that matters anyway.
Listen, there's a lot of problems going on with Pam, and I want to hear about all of them. And honestly, this messenger knows what we're looking for. So if you have – listen, messenger, I'm talking directly to you.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any more stories that you think we might like, we'll probably like them. So please send them in tinyurl.com/messmagnets.
Oh, my gosh. I love that for us.
Love that. Okay, so that's it. That's our episode.
You know what? What a ride we were on. This was like a silly mess magnet episode.
A classic, some might say, honestly.
And I love that for us.
I love that for our journey.
Wow. Wow.
But yeah, so good job to both of us as per usual, as always. And then I have to say it every time now, because if I don't, then it's like, wait, does Kirsten think we did a bad job?
Did we have not a great one?
Could never. No, it was a great one, as per usual. Sasha, if people want to hear more from you, where can they find you?
Yes, you can find me, of course, on Twitter at funsize_04. I'm still talking Below Deck with Chappelle over on the Rob Hess Podcast YouTube channel or the Bravo TV Wrap Ups feed. I'm also talking Love and Hip Hop with Bryce over on the Purple Pants feed. Yay. And on if you want to watch us, rather, we're also on the Bryce Isaiah YouTube channel. And Chappelle and I just launched a new podcast. We are going to be talking every other week, Martha's Vineyard. And that's so exciting because, listen, we're talking Summer House, Martha's Vineyard. I'm making him a Bravo girly. It's moving. And that is all on Recap Kickback on the YouTube channel and, of course, in their feed. So check that out. And for everything else, just follow me on Twitter because I'm sure I forgot stuff. Sorry. What about you, Kirsten?
I'm just saying, it's always a new podcast with Chappelle and never a new podcast with Kirsten.
When will you do a podcast with me? You tell me.
Name the day and the topic and I'm there. On. How dare you? How dare you? Yes, so you can follow me everywhere at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What. I was on the 90 Day Fiancé podcast last week, which was this season of 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After. Honestly, I'm loving it. These people are cracked out of their minds, so people should check it out, and then go check out Puya over on the 90 Day Fiancé wrap up. And yeah, follow me everywhere at Kirsten Said What. And I'll be back next week with Sasha to talk about more mess magnets.
Woohoo!
We did it. So everyone, please leave us a 5-star rating and review. Once again, you could tell us your awkward date stories. You could tell us the biggest celebrity you've ever met. Maybe both intersect. That would be hilarious.
Oh my God, did you go on a date with a celebrity? Let us know.
Did your date leave you at the table because a celebrity was in the restaurant? Like, I just want to know. I want the mess. And we'll be back next week talking celeb gossip, trending topics, good vibes, bad, just vibes. Vibes only.
Yeah.
And so thank you for listening. We'll see you then.